This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. During his meeting with the President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, at Hyderabad House, the Prime Minister discussed a wide range of issues aimed at deepening India-Spain partnership. The External Affairs Ministry said the key areas discussed include trade and economy, digital innovation, health, climate action, and education, among others. The Prime Minister also held talks with Prime Minister of Finland, Antti Petro Orpo. They discussed cooperation in sustainability and digitalization, AI research and ethical innovation, and how Indian talent can strengthen bilateral collaboration. Mr. Modi also held talks with President of Serbia, Aleksandar Vučić, and Prime Minister of Croatia, Andrej Plenković. Prime Minister Modi also met Google CEO Sundar Pichai. Meanwhile, global leaders continue to arrive in the national capital for the India AI Impact Summit 2026. Vice President of Seychelles, Sebastien Pillay, and Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam, have arrived today. In a social media post, the Minister of External Affairs said that the visit of President Sanchez will add further impetus to the ongoing celebrations of India-Spain dual year of culture, tourism and AI. It also said the Seychelles is a close and long-standing maritime partner, and its participation in the summit offers an opportunity to harness AI for the benefit of our peoples and further strengthen our partnership. The ministry has said that the visit of Prime Minister Ram Gulam will further strengthen the enduring partnership between India and Mauritius. It added that digital cooperation remains a key pillar of the bilateral relationship between the two countries. India AI and Intel India have created a new world record under the category for most pledges received for an AI responsibility campaign in 24 hours. More than 2.5 lakh students took pledge under the campaign. Union Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav noted that it is the direction in which the country should lead the thought process of responsible AI.
India AI and Intel India, you are the Guinness World Records title holders for the most pledges received for an AI responsibility campaign in 24 hours. You are officially amazing.
It's a real big achievement for the country. It's the direction in which the country should lead the thought process of responsible AI. Thank you.
The government has extended the India AI Impact Expo by one day till the 21st of this month. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Secretary S. Krishnan said the move has been taken because of the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors. He said on Friday and Saturday, the expo will remain open until 8 p.m. Tomorrow, the expo will be closed to the general public. The Maharashtra government has cancelled the 5% reservation for members of the Muslim community in jobs and education. A government resolution was issued yesterday as the previous ordinance providing for the 5% reservation has lapsed and the court has placed an interim stay on the decision. As per the new resolution, all previous decisions and the ordinance related to the 5% reservation in government and semi-government jobs as well as in education institutions for the socially and educationally backward Muslim group included under the special backward category A have been cancelled. The Election Commission today announced elections for 37 seats of the Rajya Sabha in 10 states. The notification for the polls will be issued on the 26th of this month and nominations can be filed till the 5th of March. Polling will be held on the 16th of March. In the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will take on Netherlands in a Group A match at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7 p.m. In the Group D match in New Delhi, South Africa beat United Arab Emirates by 6 wickets at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in South Africa. Group A match between Pakistan and Namibia is underway in Colombo. Pakistan have opted to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.